Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grade. These broadcasts come to you by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. Today we have an unusual story for you, one about a camel named Cuddle.
Yes, I'm Dooley, and I'm a circus clown. Now, how about you young people? Do you like circuses? Good. I can see we're going to enjoy this visit together, because we both like the same thing. You heard the circus barker say, Dooley and his camel? Well, that's why I'm here, to tell you all about the camel. This camel. You see, 3 years ago last spring... May, we got in a new shipment of animals here at the circus. Everybody came down to the big tent to see the animals as they were unloaded. Oh, we got a couple of lions, two tigers, three new elephants, a whole family of giraffes, about 40 new monkeys, and five camels. Now, all the animal trainers were working like mad, while all the rest of us, acrobats, tightrope walkers, popcorn sellers, and clowns, we just sat and watched. Oh, it's always pretty exciting when new animals join the circus. Well, when they'd been unloaded, they were herded into their cages and pens. Well, the hardest ones to herd were the monkeys. The most dangerous ones, of course, were the big cats. That's the lions and tigers. And I guess that's why nobody noticed this young camel leave his family and come wandering over to us.
Look at that big cat, will you? Biggest lion I ever saw. Look, Dooley.
Yeah, I see.
I wouldn't be a lion tamer for anything in the world. Being a plain clown's good enough for me. How about you, Dooley?
I wouldn't change either. Being a clown's the one thing I always want.
Hey, Dooley, look out, that camel.
The camel?
What? He'll bite you. Say, where's the keeper?
He's leaning on me. Hey, now stop. Now stand on your feet, you camel. Hey.
Leaning on you. He's trying to sit in your lap. It looks like he's trying to crush you to death. No, keeper, a camel's loose. Keeper.
Hey, now, what are you trying to do? Stop pushing it.
He licked you in the face.
I'll say he did. And he must weigh a couple of 1,000 pounds. I can't move.
He's sitting on your lap. Look, he's pulling up his feet.
Make him stop. Call somebody. Hey!
He licked you again. Hey, Dooley, I think that camel likes you.
Likes me? Well, he'll either crush me to death sitting on me or down me by licking me in the face.
He likes you, Dooley. That camel likes you. And if you aren't the funniest sight in the world, sitting there holding a camel on your lap.
You know, we had an awful time with that camel. Camels are pretty mean animals, usually. And every time somebody got close enough to this one to throw a rope around him and haul him off to the camel pen, well, the little fella would lash out and snap and try and kick, too. So finally, I made everybody go away, and I talked to him soft and gentle-like, telling him to stand up. Oh, it took a long time, but he finally gave me a big lick in the face and then unfolded those long, bony legs of his and stood up. Well, he still wouldn't let anybody else near him, so there I was. Me, a clown, leading this camel through the big tent back to the camel pen. Then you know something? That camel had the happiest look on his face. Why, the circus people laughed till the tears rolled down their cheeks. The two of the tightrope walkers had to hold one another up. They were laughing so hard. Well, I finally got the camel in the pen with the other camels. But when I got the pen door closed, well, you should have seen him race around inside, kicking and snorting and bumping into the other camels. Well, he was mad. Well, I was a little bit mad, too. I went and washed my face good. And in the middle of my face washing, a thought came to me. I was a clown, and I'd just gotten the biggest laugh I'd heard in years. Well, clowns are supposed to make people laugh at them. That's what they're clowns for. So people will laugh. Well, now, maybe that camel could help me be a better clown. It just might work. I've seen some clowns use trained dogs in their act, and some use donkeys. I once saw a clown ride into the tent each night on the back of a cow. Well, here was a perfectly good, two-humped camel who seemed to like me. Now, I can tell you I lost no time getting back to the animal pen. And this camel, why, he was only a couple of years old, but already about 6-7 feet high. Now, this camel came racing over and licked me right through the fence. Oh, that settled it. I went to the manager of the circus, told him I'd like to experiment with this camel, and asked if I could rehearse with it. You know, practice. A couple hours a day for a week or so, and see how this camel would work out. Well, the manager of the circus wasn't so easy to convince.
Dooley, you're a clown. You don't know anything about camels.
Why, they're vicious. They'd just as soon give you a big round bite as look in the face.
Oh, but you're wrong. With this camel, the one I'm telling you about, he keeps licking me in the face.
Camels don't lick, they bite. And they spit. Spit whenever they get mad, which is most of the time.
Well, this one licks. He also sat in my lap.
What?
You ask anybody. The tent was full of people, and this camel picked me out, sitting on a bench. He came over, and he sat in my lap. Now, every time I opened my face to ask for help, well, he licked me.
Oh.
To ask anybody, they all saw it.
But camels don't behave like that. Why, I've seen those beasts in the Sahara and in Egypt. Why, they're beasts of burden. They carry 200-400 pounds of baggage. But they don't like people. Camels just like other camels, not people.
Yeah, but this one likes me. And I'm no camel.
No, I guess you're not, Dooley. Well, if we suddenly added a camel that likes people to this circus, and you're the one he likes, well, go ahead, see what you can do with him. But if you get hurt, remember what I said.
No, I'll remember. And maybe this idea of mine won't work out, but I'd like to give it a try. It might be good for a lot of laughs.
A camel sitting in a man's lap. Can't think of anything funnier. A camel sitting. Why, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
On the first day, I took the camel out of the pen and walked around the big tent with him, letting him get used to the new smell. Well, that's pretty important with any animal, you know. Well, after we'd walked around a couple of times with me talking to him, he gave me a bump with his shoulder that knocked me over, and I sat down hard on a wooden bench. And before I knew it, that camel was sitting in my lap with his legs all folded up and the happiest look on his face. And he put his big head down on my shoulder and licked my ear. That was the day he got his name. Cuddles. Why, he'd probably seen a small dog sitting on somebody's lap somewhere and it had given him the idea. Well, I patted him and talked to him, and finally he stood up and we walked some more. Well, from that day on, Cuddles was more like a big dog than a camel. He'd let me ride him around the circus lot and he'd follow me every place I went. And then one night, a hot night it was, so hot that we left the tent flap open on the clown's tent when we went to bed. Well, it was about 2 in the morning.
What's that?
Go away, whatever it is. Now go away.
Quiet, Dooley.
Quiet down.
I'd enough to sleep on a hot night like this anyhow.
Cuddles, how'd you get in here? Oh, we left the tent flap open to make it cooler. Well, go back to your pen, huh? How'd you get out anyway? Don't tell me somebody left your pen door open to make it cooler. Look, I'll find out in the morning how you got out. Now, Cuddles, lie down there on the ground beside this cot and go to sleep. I'll pat you. And don't lick my face. Now, come on. Lie down, Cuddles. On the floor. On the floor, boy. Down. And no, Cuddles. Not on the bed. On the floor. Cuddles, take your foot off my chest. Cuddles, stop. On the floor, Cuddles. Cuddles, this cot won't hold both of us. Cuddles, get off. Cuddles, get off.
Now look what you've done, Cuddles. Wrecked the bed.
How about you, Dooley? Are you hurt?
A lot anybody'd care. Now what am I going to do? He thinks he's going to spend the night here.
You're on the ground now, Dooley. At least you can't fall again. Why don't you just spread your blankets out and let him sleep on one side of you? Otherwise, Cuddles will plow around all night and none of us will get any sleep at all.
So, to keep the peace, that's what I did. And Cuddles loved it. When it got light and we all woke up, there was Cuddles, still sleeping peacefully with his chin on top of my head and the sheet all tangled up around his neck. All of us had a good laugh at that. And there in the clown's tent, before any of us had any breakfast, we've adopted Cuddles as the newest clown. And everybody went around and shook him by the front right leg. Oh, Cuddles loved it. He splashed out with his tongue in all directions, trying to lick everybody at once. And from then on, nobody was afraid of Cuddles, though he still preferred me. Well, as I said, this all began 3 years last spring. That's right. 3 years ago, last May, to be exact. And Cuddles has spent every night since with the clowns in a little tent of his own set up right next to ours. Oh, he has a wonderful time being a clown, trying to sit in the laps of all the people in the front row and making everybody laugh. He's never missed a show, and he loves the big clown hat we tie on his head. Oh, yeah. Hey, Cuddles, yes. Cuddles wants me to tell all the young people listening in that if ever you come around to a circus and see him, well, come around after the show and we'll give you a free camel ride on Cuddles the Camel.
Cuddles the Camel was written for radio by Betty Girling, produced by Dwayne Zimmerman, assistant producer Don Salper. In the cast were Mark Spink as Dooley, Don Stubbs as the manager, and Al Powers as Cuddle, all members of the University Radio Guild. Music by Dee Scheinblum. Our engineer was Larry Larson. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades, broadcast by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. 1 week from today, we'll bring you the story play, The Mystery of the Missing Jewels.